1302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God, because Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem when he had to pass through Jericho. Praise God. And little Zacchaeus heard about it. And praise God, because of him hearing a man, it was a thing that changed his life. So as we look at this text and we look at this thought about this poor little rich man, praise God, I want to examine three things from the text. Praise God, that made Zacchaeus a truly rich man. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, no neighbor. You may have made some bad decisions, some poor decisions, but thanks be to God. He gave us Jesus Christ. Praise God. You see, the first thing that we notice in this text is the condition of Zacchaeus. Look what verse 1 and 2 says. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. Amen. Sounds like something you would put on somebody's loan application, doesn't it? In other words, it says that one, first of all, he had an occupation. Not only did he have an occupation, praise God, it sounds like he had a very lucrative occupation.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
Amen. Because the Bible comes on to say not only was he a tax collector, not only was he those things, but praise God, he was financially sound.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because he was in fact rich.
Yes.
Praise God. He was rich.
Yes, sir.
His name, as I mentioned earlier, meant, praise God, pure. It meant righteous one. It means innocence. And perhaps when Zacchaeus was presented by his parents to the temple, they gave him, praise God, that name to express their hope for him. I know I mentioned that, but I needed to mention it again. Praise God. You see, we don't do that today. Amen. We don't look at a kid and say, okay, there are some names that really mean something. Let me name him that. Man, we got mothers today that just name these kids some of the most outlandish names. Amen. That the kid has to be 10, 11 years old before they even learn how to spell it. Amen. And you see, if it was true with Zacchaeus, his parents, in naming him, and if his parents were still living at the time of the text, because we don't know that, I know, praise God, that they were heartbroken.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were. They were heartbroken. I'm talking about his condition. They were heartbroken because Zacchaeus had become anything but pure.
Yes, sir.
He had become anything but righteous. He had become anything but innocent. Praise God, in his manner of living. And Luke tells us that Zacchaeus was the chief publican. He was not just a publican. He was the chief publican, which meant, praise God, that he was appointed by the Roman government to supervise the collection of taxes from an entire district. Praise God. You see, the tax rate was set by Rome. Praise God. Amen. But then the schedule of taxes were given to the chief publican. And he was free to increase the amount of taxes he collected as much as he dared to pay himself and those who collected taxes for him. Amen. Therefore, Zacchaeus and his fellow tax collectors were hated by the Jews, not only because they had betrayed their people by selling out to Rome, but also because, praise God, the taxes that they assessed were unbelievably high. Yeah. Oh, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Help you, Lord.
Don't y'all get quiet on me. Because if y'all get quiet, I may pick this mic up and start going a little bit higher. Let me ask a question today. Amen. Praise God. Can I see the hands of everybody in here who give taxes to the state, to the nation, and pay your taxes? Let me see those hands. I have some people that didn't raise their hand. They must not work. Amen. Praise God. So if you have worked anywhere, chances are you done paid some taxes. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And guess what? You don't have a say-so about how much tax you're going to pay.
Yeah.
If they decide to go up on the tax, guess what? You're going to pay it.
Yes, sir.
If they decide to go down, which rarely happens, you're going to pay it.
Yeah.
We have a tax that God has given to us.
Yeah.
It's called a tithe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
10%.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? That 10% has never gone up from Old Testament times.
Yeah.
That 10% has never gone up. Praise God, even in New Testament time.
Yeah.
Still the same. If you make a dollar, praise God, you give God 10 cents and you keep the 90.
Yeah.
If you make $100,
yes,
you give God $10
and
keep the 90.
Yeah.
If you make $1,000, you give God $100 and you keep the 900. Praise God. And guess what? Amen. And unlike your taxes that you pay,
yes, sir. Come on,
praise God, he said that, see, if I won't open up the windows and pour you out a blessing. Amen. You see, the federal government can't guarantee you that. The only thing that the IRS can guarantee you, praise God, that I'm going to raise your taxes. And if you don't pay them, guess what? You're going to get some notices. And if you keep on ignoring the notices, guess what? If you're working, they're going to garnish you your check. If you own something, they're going to garnish your debt. But God has said, I give you a tax.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah.
10%. 10%. Amen. But Zacchaeus abused the system. He was greedy. He was self-centered. He was a greedy man. Didn't care about the other man. And so consequently, in spite of his great wealth that he had, Zacchaeus was banned. Praise God, from the social life with his people. And he was excommunicated from the temple and the synagogue.
Yes,
praise God. And in a very real sense, he was a man without a country.
Yes,
and let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, that was not a good condition.
Yes,
praise God. But just keep listening at the story.
Yes,
so we see his condition. But there's something else that made him a rich man.
Yeah.
Praise God, because his second thing that we see is we see the curiosity of Zacchaeus. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
There's nothing wrong
with being curious. Amen. You see, we see the curiosity of Zacchaeus. Let me read verse 3 and 4 again. It says he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him. Praise God, since Jesus was coming that way. Yeah, you see, there is something. There was a saying when I was coming up. I don't know if I haven't heard it lately. We used to have that saying that curiosity kills the cat. Am I right? I'm glad that I wasn't the only one. Because when I was sitting down writing this, I said, Lord, there was a saying that said, curiosity kills the cat. But guess what? Not in the case of Zacchaeus. Praise God. It was curiosity that saved his life. Amen. Curiosity is certainly characteristic is a characteristic mode of children. And Zacchaeus was motivated by curiosity that day. Oh, Lord, how wonderful that Zacchaeus was curious. Amen. And I want to tell you something. A healthy curiosity always, praise God, is a hopeful sign. Praise God, of a person and their well-being. You see, curiosity urges us to investigate. Praise God. And it lets us know as we investigate that we do have a healthy state, amen, of mind. Zacchaeus wanted to know something. Amen. Zacchaeus, praise God, wanted to know who was this Jesus of Nazareth. He wanted to know why this big crowd was following this man called Jesus. And more importantly, praise God, because the crowd was following him, and he didn't know who he was. Praise God. More importantly, he wanted to know, what is it that I was missing? Praise God. I got all of these folk ripping and running behind this man. Praise God. I'm clueless as to why they are running behind him. So curiosity got the best of him. And so he wanted to know something about this man called Jesus. Oh, yeah. So he ran. Isn't that what your text says? That's what it says in the New International Word. It said that he ran ahead of the crowd. Now, let me just tell you something, because you know when I preach, I'm going to do some research on some stuff. Back in those days, praise God, people of wealth, especially if they were governmental officials, they never ran anyway. They never ran anywhere, praise God. They walked where they had to go. But Zacchaeus ran ahead so that he could get up a tree. Praise God. In other words, Zacchaeus had the curiosity of a child. Amen. Maybe he had already read what Luke had written in Luke 18, verse 17. Put it up on the marquee, praise God, because he said, the word say, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Praise God. So we don't know why Zacchaeus took that run. Some, praise God, say that Zacchaeus was already convicted by his sins. And he was trying to run to Jesus. Amen. That's a good place to run. They saw, praise God, that Zacchaeus had been wanting to see Jesus. And that he knew that this was his big opportunity. However, I doubt that. I doubt that, because if I look at crowds today, praise God, and I know some of these young folk, don't y'all get mad with me, because this is your day. This is you Sunday. Praise God. I know all the times when I was at school, I tried to tell the kids, don't you, when they get in a fight, you see the crowd fighting and acting a fool, praise, don't you run to it, because 99.9% of all of our kids, if they see a fight going on, guess what? They ain't going to be running around the track trying to stay in shape. They're going to be running over there to try to see what's going on. Praise God. And that's the time you ought to be backing up. That's the time you ought to be walking away. Praise God. That's the time you need to go get some official. Praise God, and tell them to come in, because I got two people down there tearing each other's hair out of their head. Praise God, and something need to be done. Amen. So Zacchaeus, like a kid, praise God, ran to get up a tree. Amen. You see, he was curious. He was curious as to what was going on. And I see, praise God, that our message will never change. I'm going somewhere. Our message, I'm talking about the message of the cross. I'm talking about the message of Jesus Christ as our Savior. Praise God. We talked about that in Sunday.